Good evening. Together with Commissioner Hahn, we just had a very good ministerial meeting with the EU member states, our six eastern partners, all of them present at ministerial level, but also with the presence of civil society, parliaments, local and regional authorities, our investment banks, and it was a good way to, first of all, recommit to the Eastern Partnership as such, bilateral cooperation and also in the multilateral framework, preparing for the 10 years of Eastern Partnership in 2019, and take stock of the implementation of the 20 deliverables for 2020 that our leaders agreed during our last summit, last November. It was a very good meeting, and now we will continue with a working dinner with ministers of the six countries only, together with Commissioner and myself. So it was a good meeting, strong commitment and strong determination to continue this partnership.
Well, I can confirm we have a mutual reassurance about the fact that we are on a good track concerning the 20 deliverables. We have started really to implement. For instance, nowadays we are able to spend more than 50% of our financial support to SMEs via local currencies. This is exactly what they have asked for. We have more than doubled our activities concerning mobility, Erasmus Plus and other opportunities. We could report about the inauguration of the first European school in Tbilisi. In the meantime, we have received requests from other countries to have a European school also on their territory. And in that respect, it was obvious that we should further focus on the promotion of the economy, which is key in order to allow, so to say, better living conditions, reducing the welfare and income gap between the European Union and its neighbors, which is crucial, addressing the brain drain and try to turn it into a brain circulation. And as the High Representative already said, we are preparing the 10th anniversary next year, and this will be also a good opportunity to think already about, so to say, the next generation of deliverables for the next decade. And I think in that context, I think we have a lot of ideas. Many of these current deliverables have to be carried on. For instance, if it's about the extension of the Trans-European Network, this is not something we can do from one day to the other. But till the end of 2020, I hope that we have been built more than 5,000 kilometers on roads and railways. And I think this is highly politically what we try to achieve here. Because once again, it's about connecting, reconnecting people of the Eastern neighborhood closer to the European Union. But it should not be seen as a kind of hijacking, quite the opposite. It's about building confidence and trust to our neighbors, and this should also lead to more confidence and trust at the side of the neighbors of our neighbors.
So when and where will the next summit be, then? This is the 10th anniversary next year.
The next summit.
When and where? Will you guys still be commissioners?
Once you're a commissioner, you have a commission, at least in my country, even if you're not in office. No, most likely it will be after our tenure, but it could be that it is in 2020, and we are still discussing, but there will be a summit.
And what about the conference in Tbilisi in May? We know also that there are some plans about this, of the 10th anniversary. Is it true in Batumi?
No, I suppose the 10th anniversary will take place in Brussels. What you refer is the Batumi conference, and this is about investments, this is about the Silk Road issue, but also our Euro-Asia connectivity strategy, which we can, in a way, match in a positive way.
Yeah, I have the impression that next year we will have many ways to not only celebrate but also relaunch the 10th anniversary of the Eastern Partnership. I have the impression that in many member states of the European Union and in many, if not all, the six partners of our Eastern neighborhood, we will have events or meetings or conferences, high-level events, that will somehow be marked by the 10th anniversary. So it will be 1 year of work, not only taking stock and celebrating, but also looking forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. We are hungry like you are hungry.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Very good ministerial meeting with the EU member states, our sixth Eastern.
The 20 deliverables, we have started really to implement Coinsys Plus and other opportunities. We could report about the inauguration of the first, which is key in order to allow, we are preparing the 10th anniversary next year, and we can go from one day to the other. But till the end of 2020,
even if you are not in office,
no,
most likely it will be after our tenure.